a brief FQSAT from me today, and it comes back to vaccines. Yes. My conversation earlier on with Professor Landenmeyer was really excellent for me in terms of having an understanding of that J&J advisory, but importantly, and I think this is the area we need to emphasize. I know in engagement with Mark Mendelsohn yesterday, it was also his area of emphasis. And that is, none of this matters until we get our base vaccination from 20% of the adult population, which is where we currently sit. Interestingly, he's saying to absolutely 80%, whereas previously we were just looking for 60 to 70. Now, there was a voice note in the first hour that indicated that these people just need to go and vaccinate, man. People are sitting around, you know, we need to get the jabs up. The jabs are in the country. And somebody also said that to me on social media the other day. People should just, you know, get up off their butt and go and vaccinate. I disagree with Professor Meyer on one area in which he said he feels information, and I think he called it norms amongst the youth, are the reason we're not getting vaccinated. I think as we sit in booths at Cape Talk and on our phones, on Twitter, on Facebook, on the government health department page, watching Mia Malan's daily updates, we lose sight of the fact that this has to be something like 15% of the population that lives like this, fully plugged into the COVID-19 virus on a daily basis. It is not more than 15% of the population, to my mind. The other 85% is concerned with, I don't know what I'm going to eat. I don't know if I have money to go to work. I don't know if my child can go to school. I hope my brother's not raping my daughter. I am really stressed about the roof over my head, the sewage that the city of Cape Town will not clear from my house. I'm walking into my house in gumboots. That's the stuff that is at front of mind, in my mind, to 85% of the population. It has to be. It has to be when 50% of us almost are unemployed. And it's for that reason that I actually think it's got more to do with the fact that we are using the same methods to get to Rifilwe as we are trying to use to get to Barent, who is struggling with these things that I'm talking about, or to Tandega, who's struggling with these things that I'm talking about. And it's not going to work. All right, Western Cape, I love your dashboard. That's not something that the average South African is going to go to. Where's the dashboard? Where can I get a boot? Where can I get a jab? When CTICC vaccination center was opened, many outlying appointments were redirected there, because all of this investment has been put into this with the Western Cape government as well as Discovery. People must come to the big space. What's that, an extra $20 in taxi fare? Other people say you should just go and wait. Just go and just walk in and wait. What if I'm a wage earner whose boss does not allow those kinds of things? And I need that taxi fare to get home. I think that there are considerations that as a public health response, we are not taking into account in terms of getting to the people. So I'm tired of saying just go vax with this last 85%. I don't, by the way, believe that the anti-vaxxers are winning. I think that they're a very small, fringe, loud group. Excellent. Also, in these isolated, elitist spaces of digital space. But the vaccine campaign has not been as clear and as urgent as the lockdown campaign was, as the COVID wash your hands, sanitize, wear a mask campaign was, or as our HIV campaign was. Once we got to vaccines, it got blurry. We get caught up in debate. We do it on this show as well, you know, into the detail. Imagine if you've never really understood what a COVID-19 is. And every time you hear about it, people are talking about J&J, first jab, second jab, alpha variant, delta variant. It's like, what page of the presentation are you guys on? I don't know. I'm going to leave the meeting. So actually, as a public health response, I think that it's about a little bit access. Yes, Professor Meyer, but more, a little bit information, but more access. It's about actually accessing people in small towns, in villages, going out to them, taking a page out of the MEC for Health in Limpopo's book and getting to people. Because the constraints to adding another thing, to go and get vaccinated when literally I might live on 350 rand a month, it's just a bridge too far. And I feel very strongly about that.